storm has ate more into the sandbanks. There was a lot of work done there by the local community and the Donegal County Council to try to build up the dunes again. But unfortunately, with the storms over the last couple of days, it has washed away a quite significant part of the beach there. There's a lot of damage, and I would ask people to stay away from the boardwalks and not to use them until they're repaired. But being in contact with the management of the community centre there, as I have with the OPW as well, where I've requested that the OPW would send somebody out ASAP to do an inspection. This is an ongoing issue. We have a community out there that feels quite threatened and is quite exposed to the elements. We have a community centre there that is used quite a lot, and we need to protect that community. The community has consistently stated that they believe that rock armour is the way forward. There are differences of opinions, but what I'm saying is that people need to look at what actually saves and protects the community of Maori. If it is rock armour, the community out there has been living there for years. They know their environment, they know the terrain, and this has to be listened to.
And as you did say, coastal erosion is an issue which has affected Maori, and many people are worried about it. And now Storm Eleanor has somewhat put the work back.
A lot of the work that was done and the sand that was built up has been washed away. It's not just Maori. You know, we have a situation where we have Mara Gala and Mara Roti and different parts around the coast. And I suppose that's the joys of living on the coast. But the state needs to move, finance the communities properly to protect the communities. There's parts of the coastal community that you can't, I appreciate that there, but there are other parts that are really important that we don't allow the environment just to wash away a whole community.